Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Guna Audio Shorts, the number one show bringing you short 5-minute clips on Arsenal and everything Guna. This is your boy TJ Ngui, and the time is 17:51, and we are about to report live from Manila our views on how Arsenal is going to end up this season. Today's topic is, can Arsenal win the Champions League? That is a big one, but we'll be back with you in a little bit. Let's just leave you chasing the sun with the Wanted. Time is now 17:52. As we said, Guna Audio Shorts discussing, can Arsenal win the Champions League? We'll be with you shortly in about the next 20 seconds. Just need to make sure we get everything working down here in the studio. You know how it is. Enjoy! Right, so the first talking point for today, of course, is the Manchester City game. Now, for anyone who's an Arsenal fan or just a brilliant fan of football, you would have understood that that was by far, hands down, a clinical performance by the Arsenal outfit. We're talking about shutting down everything from defense, midfield to attack. Arsenal looked flawless on the pitch, but the worry is always, can they remain consistent? But if you look and review how they've performed over the Christmas period, they're actually the second best performing team. So this actually brings a number of questions on the table. And one of those questions we'll be discussing today, of course, is, can they win their Champions League? Now, a lot is left to be decided with the Arsenal team still. We don't know whether they can remain consistent over the longer period. There's still a lot more football left. And of course, being Champions League candidates and Premiership candidates and FA Cup candidates means that their team will need to stay healthy. So let's look at the positives and see how we go from there. Positive number one is our current run of form. Absolutely brilliant play. Everything is going well. We seem to have tactically made some sensible moves, and we're looking like we understand how we play together as a unit and how to win as a unit. So in terms of tactics, I think we finally got something that works. Let's look at our second personal strength, Alexis Sanchez. What amazing talent that boy is. Absolutely brilliant. He's got the heart, the talent, the passion, everything. He absolutely lacks nothing on the pitch, and he leaves it all every time he runs on. And by far, he is the best player in the Premiership with 19 overall positive assists or contributions to the sport for Arsenal, 12 goals and 7 assists, making him the most productive player in the Premiership. He definitely can bring that to Europe. He's proven himself with Barcelona. What more can he do but just continue to be himself? Third positive is a lot of people coming back from injury. We've got a lot of positives coming off from injury. And I love the song, Blind Faith, coming up from Chasing Status. Another lovely one of those songs. But as I was saying, we've got a lot of injuries that are coming back. We've got Mesut Ozil coming back. Aaron Ramsey making a recovery. And on the horizon, we've got the likes of Jack Wilshere and so on and so forth. So we've got a strong outfit coming back. So those are the three positives. Current run of form, Alexis Sanchez, and an amazing form of talent that's coming off the bench fresh from injury, hungry and ready to play. Now, of course, we can't look at the positives without looking at a bit of the downsides. And the downsides are, of course, that we do not have a team with depth. There's still time in January, 10 days left. As we all know, Arsenal fans are looking forward to the 30th because that's when our transfer window starts. But do we have enough players as it takes? I don't know. Coquelin is doing well and silencing all those who've been screaming for a defensive midfielder. But is he enough? Has he got the legs to last till the end of the season? So we don't know if we have a strong enough or a team that's got enough depth. This is live, so excuse if there's a little bit of rambling going on in this post. Second downfall is, of course, as unpredictability. You just never know what Arsenal you're going to get. Manuel Pellegrini said something that was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it was true to Arsenal. He said after the Manchester City game that he just did not know that Arsenal was going to show up that day, and that is a very true statement. It does sound like a bit of a sore loser, but nonetheless a true statement. You never know what Arsenal you're going to get. And the Arsenal that we've been getting of late is brilliant, but how long will it last? I don't know. Last but not least is I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for this from a lot of Wenger lovers, but I think it's actually Arsene Wenger. Does Arsene Wenger have what it takes to win us the Champions League? I don't know. I'll leave it to you. You can reply to this post as soon as you can on WhatsApp or however you get it. And let me know what you want me to discuss in the next show. But that is all for today. This has been Guna Audio Shorts bringing you a quick live commentary on all things Guna. Today's subject, can Arsenal win the Champions League? Till next time, this is DJ Ngui letting you know it's 1756 and enjoy yourselves a wonderful day.